That wraps up today's comprehensive look at San Diego County and Santee. From sophisticated cartel tunnels to local school board dysfunction, these stories illustrate how global and intensely local issues intersect in our region.
The Finita Ranch decision, after 27 years of legal battles, shows how persistent community organizing can prevail over development pressure. Santee residents who voted for Measure N in 1999 have been vindicated by five separate court rulings.
Meanwhile, the federal drug tunnel bust demonstrates the ongoing evolution of cross-border criminal enterprises. A 2,000-foot tunnel with hydraulic lifts represents the kind of infrastructure investment that shows these aren't opportunistic crimes. They're sophisticated business operations.
Looking ahead, the County Board of Supervisors will reconsider their transparency deadlock on June 25th. The missing vote could determine whether citizens get better access to how their government makes decisions behind closed doors.
Santee's City Council vote on license plate readers is expected at their June 24th meeting. That $18,000 pilot will test whether these surveillance tools provide meaningful public safety benefits in East County's lower crime environment.
For this weekend's weather, the National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement effective through Monday evening. A south swell is generating surf of 3 to 6 feet with sets up to 7 feet along south-facing beaches.
High rip current and longshore current risks are in effect. Water temperatures are 65 to 70 degrees, but the National Weather Service urges people to stay out of the water. If caught in a rip current, swim parallel to shore rather than fighting directly against it.
Inland areas, including Santee, can expect warmer conditions with highs reaching the upper 70s to low 80s. The typical June marine layer should burn off by midday.
Next Thursday night, catch the ongoing Santee Summer Concert Series at Town Center Community Park East. Shows run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. through August 13th, featuring patriotic activities tied to America's 250th anniversary.
Before we go, this podcast is made possible by Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and Perplexity for real-time research. We're grateful for these tools that help us bring you comprehensive local coverage every day.
For listeners interested in broader current events, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show covering geopolitics, markets, and world events. We'll be back Monday morning with fresh developments across San Diego County.
I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for staying informed with Intelligix San Diego Daily.